Wait, you don't want to wait like 20 more minutes?
No. All right, I call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, February 24th, 2017 at 5:36 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 324 on the third floor. We'll move into agenda item two, roll call.
Dr. Long.
Present.
Lenny Manager DeSimero.
Present.
Commissioner Bertard.
Present.
Commissioner Crasco.
Absent excuse.
Commissioner Hidalgo.
Present.
Commissioner Trio.
Absent excuse.
Commissioner Tarr.
Here.
Commissioner Lang.
Present.
Farmers present.
Well, thank you very much. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item four, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. Action one, the commission will hear the following club support funding request for the spring one funding period. Is DSP here? No. Pi Kappa Phi?
Present.
Sweet. Okay, so could we, we're going to move into your tier one request. Could we get you to sign in on the public attendance sheet that's right there? And then also for our records, could we get your names and positions in the organization for our...
Yeah, I'm Nathan Brantley, and I'm the treasurer.
Perfect.
Jacob Fitzgerald, I'm treasurer clerk.
Treasurer clerk. Okay, did we get a proxy email? Yes?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then also for our records, are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
Cool.
Right, so we'll jump into your tier one request. Could you just tell us what this is for?
So we're reapplying for funding because we had some issues last time. And we're applying for, we're doing tabling events to raise money for the Ability Experience. It's a group that works with people with disabilities. And we try to get funding for our national organization and then also for the local wheelchair rugby team. So this event would be, if you go down the list, like on the food items, what we did last time was we basically sold food to people for money. And also we just had a stand to provide information on people with disabilities, what programs there are locally, and kind of what you can do to become more active in the community. And then that's basically it. Last time we sold cookies, so we wanted to expand to more interesting items like cakes and better cookies.
Sweet. Funding manager, Jason Marino.
So this application we already funded at the funding hearing, but it was three separate dates. So what we needed to do is we needed to split the application, but the club needed to be here. So what ended up happening was at the funding hearing, we deleted a lot of different items, and then essentially this is just the second part of what we were going to fund, if that makes sense. Because the one we funded for the funding hearing was a February event, this is a March event.
What was the February? Is it still under 22 versus 31?
Yes.
Cool. Is that clear for all the commissioners? Yes, Commissioner Wang.
Do we have to split it up now? Or?
Funding manager, Desmond.
So they resubmitted, if that makes sense. So the application is now this, if that makes sense.
This is just for one event. So this is all the stuff we requested now is for one event now.
We're just looking over the application here.
There's two supporting
columns.
Yeah. Is that 149? Is that what's all supporting? The table banner? 100?
This is a table banner.
Gotcha. I gotta get the most updated ones on my laptop. So I can use the
second
most
updated. It's gonna be on your
computer.
The table runner would have, there's a company that does it, and they put the letters, and then under they put the university, and the next line is, it's a long time since I looked at it, but it's basically just our information.
So just so you're clear with that, those are only funded once every 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. In point of order, let's get hands as well. Yeah, Commissioner Hidalgo.
Everything looks fine. I move to approve this tier one application amount of $256.85.
Could you repeat that number one more time, please?
$256.85.
Seconded by Commissioner Bitar. Funding manager, Desmero.
So there's a penny error on the on here. Do you recall how we fixed that during your long?
Yeah, just change it. We just approved in the correct amount. 5686. That's what it is.
Okay.
Excel calculates on the back end like a bunch more decimal places, and sometimes it throws an error because we're only rounding to two. Yes, Rocio?
Can you repeat the application and the organization that we're on?
PiCapify, Tier 1. It's on the agenda as 42809. So we either need a friendly amendment. Yes, Commissioner Tarr?
I friendly amend the amount approved to $256.86.
I accept.
Perfect. Is there any other discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Cool. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming in. All right. So DSP is not here. We'll move into agenda item 4A, action 2. The commission will hear the following emergency club support funding request for the spring 1 funding period. And we'll move into you and our human power vehicle. So if we could get you gentlemen to come up here, more towards the recorder. How's it going?
Good.
Can we get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
My name is Kevin Yang. I'm club president.
My name is Chad Carvin. I'm the secretary.
Perfect. Secretary treasurer position, is that correct or is it separate?
Separate.
You have a proxy? Okay. Awesome. Then also for our records, are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Okay. Sweet. So we'll move into your emergency tier 4 application first. Could you just tell us about this app and why you submitted under emergency?
Tier 4 is infrastructure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So prior to the spring 1 deadline, we weren't really sure if we're going to be able to go to competition. We had like several hurdles to clear, including no welding experience in the club, and we really needed a welder. Low membership, and most significantly, we couldn't get the tier 2 40% into our account because we were getting funded through ELC, which meant a week later. So we weren't really sure we were going to competition, so we weren't sure we were going to build a bike. And then since then, we've been resolving those issues, and we think we're going to go to competition. So we'd like parts to build a bike. This bike will be used at the next club fair to help us generate more people, and then we're going to strip it for parts. Steel is going to be pretty useful in every bike the club builds in the future.
Right on. Commissioner Hidalgo, did you?
Sorry, where did you submit it, or do you know what funding period you submitted it, or does anyone in the club?
Yeah, you can search, it's under emergency. If you search any, and then sort the club name by Z to A instead of A to Z, and put the 250 filter on, you should be able to find it. Commissioner Wang.
Can't find it.
Yeah.
Any.
We're on any.
Okay. Funding manager Disman found it.
Right.
So.
Any.
I found it.
Yeah. Oh.
Funding manager Disman.
So what you do is you do any on the search, and then you go reverse on the club name. So make sure the arrow is pointing down. And then change your show per page to 250, and then Control F, UNR Human Powered Vehicle.
What a funny manager Nancy Mara said. Cool. So let us know when you get it. Commissioner Wang, you were looking at it, correct?
Yeah. Did it have the 40% in margin?
Yeah.
This is tier 4.
It is tier 4. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna need
electric in
yeah. Yes. So Commissioner Wang.
So you just want the steel rod, round bars for, which is the 48 inches, right?
I believe each bar is 48 inches, and then we requested a certain amount of bars.
You requested 9 of them at this price?
Yeah.
But it says 42. Do you mean 49? Or 48, sorry.
Probably.
Okay.
Sorry.
Commissioner Wayne?
I move to change non-food item line 1 to an item name of 48 inches steel bar, 1 in diameter, unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Wayne?
I move to approve Human Powered Vehicle Club for a tier 4 funding at an amount of $432.54.
Seconded by Commissioner Bitar. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Tarr.
Did we really discuss whether or not this was an emergency?
We
should do that.
I think, yeah. So, do you have thoughts since you brought it up?
Someone else should talk first.
Commissioner Bitar.
Just kind of going off what they were saying earlier, he had mentioned that they were unsure if they were going to have a welder, correct?
Yes.
And so I think that constitutes for an emergency, because I guess that plays a big role in...
Absolutely.
Okay.
It has to withstand static testing of 600 pounds, and none of us are capable of doing that.
Commissioner Wayne.
So I've been working with them on this, and they had told me that ELC does not meet until a week after, so it would be hard for them to get the 40% last semester, as they weren't, one, sure if there was a welder, and two, if they would even have enough people to go to competition or to build this bike. So they felt discouraged to even try for applying for funding, as it just, for them, it didn't really make sense to put in work and then realize they can't do it. And also they didn't have the 40%. So, but I encouraged them to apply anyway for emergency in hopes that maybe their reason was good enough for the commission.
Commissioner Tarr.
Okay, I guess I agree with what was said.
Perfect. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Cool.
And we'll move into your tier two.
How much was that for?
It was $432.54. Commissioner Wayne.
So your supporting log doesn't have a picture of the location that you're going, the map of where you're going. This is all that you sent us. But they are doing an exception form because their competition is in Vegas. So they're right now they're trying to appeal because it's 454 miles. And so what does the commission think? Because one, they don't have the supporting doc for gas, but they requested for gas. But they need to do an exception form anyway. And two, we don't know if they're going to go.
Rocio, when Climbing Club did that, did we approve their application first, or did we?
Pending.
Okay.
Travel.
Commissioners. Thoughts, comments, questions.
I don't know. In the past, have we looked up like
mileage?
Rosia.
And I remember it won't be gas, it will be the mileage rate.
Yeah, they really changed that.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the director one?
I don't believe we did, but I could be mistaken. Commissioner Tarr?
Yeah, to me it kind of seems like we're just adding supporting documents, which we have disallowed. Because I remember with all like the club sports that apply for travel, they always have like the Google Maps as their supporting documents.
Commissioner Wayne.
Would you recommend, I feel like I'm on trial, should be over there. Would you recommend HPVC retract their tier 2 until they see if they get approved by the dean first and maybe do another emergency funding?
I mean, that's one way of doing it. We could move forward with this application now, and pending what the decision is about adding the supporting documentation, which I don't know what the commission will say on that. If the commission says no, I mean, even if the commission said yes, you would still be waiting on the stipulation, likely, for, you know, traveling outside of that 400-mile radius, so I don't see any harm nor foul either way it goes, because you're still going to have to wait. So if it's voted down, then I mean, there's nothing that says you can't submit another emergency application. So, I mean, it's kind of partially up to you guys, whatever you want to do.
Just another piece of information that actually some stuff came up, and we can only take 5 people to competition now. So we'd only be requesting 5 registrations, but I believe the total is still above the max emergency funding, so it wouldn't change the total. I don't know if that changes your decision.
Commissioner's thoughts, supporting documentation. Commissioner Tarr.
On the supporting docs thing, we've never done that in the past. We've said no in the past to that, so that's where I stand.
Cool. Anything else, Commissioner Wang?
I agree. So, but the reason why I brought up just shooting down the entire app was because if we just get rid of gas, then they don't even have the opportunity to choose where that $600 is going anyway. So that was my thought.
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't have to be a commission decision either. I don't see the application for any manager day tomorrow. It doesn't have it open, so what are the laws?
Oh, wait,
it's registration and gas. Okay. Where would you guys be trying to spend that money? Because it's going to be over the cap, would you be trying to spend it on the registration or the gas, most likely?
I do not know the difference.
So
which one would you prefer?
Doesn't matter on our end. And Commissioner Wang, I'm just interested to see as well. It's what is the gas rate? Is 26.75 cents?
Yeah.
So how much does that bring that down to?
I think they're $19.45 on our.
And the tier 2 cap is like 5.
It's 600 because it's emergency.
So emergency is 600? Did that change last year? Okay. Commissioner Wayne.
I guess I'm kind of playing. Okay, so I just realized also the reason why they requested $400 for Tier 4 was because in our policy manual it says that our cap for emergency Tier 4 is $400. And I just want to be transparent that we just approved them for $423.
We'll have to bring that up.
Yeah. So.
Cool. Thank you for that. We missed that. We are still on this application list, so we'll deal with that afterwards. Funding manager, does
tomorrow. Oh, okay. That was my question for still on tier 4. Or if we already approved that.
No, we did approve it. We're going to have to bring it back to the table, though.
Okay.
On the emergency cap. Commissioner Tarr.
Policy manual that I'm reading says the tier 2 cap for emergency is 2,000, but tier 4 is 300. That's what the policy manual online says. Unless that's like. I don't think we've made any changes since April 17th of 2015 to that rule.
Where's your policy manual from, Commissioner Wang?
The website. I'm rechecking.
Yeah, so let's clear that up. We have to go off of the one that's on the website. Commissioner Wang.
Oh, yeah, I see. Where did you get your...
I Googled ASUN funding tiers, and I read like the rules for every tier, and it said emergency funding cap for tier 2 is 600.
That's strange.
I saw that too, I just don't know where it went.
If you pretend you know nothing about ASUN funding and Google, it's the first thing you're gonna see.
Yeah. Under what tier?
Did it look like this?
No, I don't.
Commissioner Vitar.
Yeah, so I see where he's seeing that. Do you know how we have those little shortcuts?
On the website.
So that's okay. Where it says emergency funding cannot exceed, for Tier 2, for example, cannot exceed $600.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's our bad. Because two portions of our website don't match up. We do operate, however, on the funding policy manual, which is where you found that information. It's actually at the top of that page. There's a little hyperlink you just click, and it brings you to the PDF of the policies. That's what we operate directly out of. That's 17 pages, I believe, right now of everything funding that clubs and organizations does. So we have to operate off of that, so the amounts are different. We will be changing that on the website so that it matches up. Commissioner Wang.
I guess just playing the other side is that he even took the effort to figure out how much emergency funding we can get that I didn't even know we had a cap to. And so I feel like it's not really his fault that he wanted the $400. And giving them $100 less is really detrimental to how many steel bars that they can have, which means that they won't be able to build their bike efficiently.
The difference, though, is like it's in the policy, and we have to operate off of policy. So it's not $100. No, it's not $100. It's $32. And
no, it's 132.
It's 100.
Tier 4 is 300. Yeah.
What did we? Oh, it's 300 on the policy.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was 400 in the policy. We haven't made exceptions directing to the policy, I don't believe, this year, Commissioner Wayne.
We made an exception for that club to get food for every one of their events, because it was an ongoing event, and it says very clearly that there would be only funded at a rate of 2 per semester. There's no upper interpretation on that, and they got it for every single one of their lecture series.
Commissioner Tarr.
Are we still on the Tier 2 application?
Yes.
I move the strike line item 2 of non-food items.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against?
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay.
That was for the gas.
Yeah.
Because there was the supporting documents.
Okay. So this application stands in the amount of $525. Kevin?
So, I'm sorry. Are we under our emergency funding cap? So could we resubmit with more supporting documents for that gas?
You could. I mean, if you want, we can just strike the whole application. But if it were to be approved with the competition registration and the gas, you're going to have to pick and choose where you want to spend those funds, likely. So, Commissioner Wang.
Now we found out that the cap for emergency is $2,000.
Oh, it is $2,000.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you would be good. Yeah.
There.
Commissioner
Tarr. Competition registration is an early deadline of March 16th.
Spring break. Commissioner Wei.
It wouldn't matter because if they don't get approved by the dean, they won't be registering for the conference.
Yeah,
true.
So if we push this until March 8th or March 7th, it's not going to make a difference in terms of when they can pay for the registration.
And we may have an answer by then. Grecia, did you have anything you...
The appeal is in process.
It is? When was it sent in?
Today.
Hmm. Okay.
But this one is it's a very different case than the other organization, so the probability is much higher.
Okay. Will it process faster because it's not as much of a... Okay.
And the deadline. So.
Right. Commissioner Wing.
I move to indefinitely postpone UNR Human Power Vehicle Team for their emergency Tier 2 funding at an amount of $600.
Seconded by Commissioner Vitar. Is there any discussion? Is that cleared with kind of what's going on?
So we just scrap the whole application because there's no rush? We can't spend the money before competition anyways?
Commissioner Wang.
We scrapped it because you didn't have the supporting document for gas, and it would have just been a issue if you were to come back just for gas, when we could just strike the whole thing and wait until we actually hear back before approving of this, because we would have put a stipend on it anyway. And if you didn't come back for gas, you wouldn't get gas, and we believe in customer service, and you should email me your app first.
Okay.
Commissioner Tarr, did you have anything else?
No.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of postponing, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. Cool. So I trust that you'll be in contact with Commissioner Wang over the next few weeks. We'll work to see that next emergency at. Cool. Thanks for coming in.
Okay.
Commissioner Tarr?
Still have to change the Tier 4.
You're right.
To bring back to the table the UNR Human Powered Vehicles Team Emergency Tier 4 application. Unanimously.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We're now back in the emergency tier 4 app. Commissioner Tawar.
Okay, I move to approve this emergency tier 4 application in the amount of $300, as is what the cap says.
Seconded by Commissioner Wang. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Cool. Now you're good to go. All
right, thanks.
Thanks for coming in.
Bye.
Alrighty. We'll move into... is DSP here? Okay, we'll move into agenda item 4A, action 3. The commission will hear the following early club support funding requests for the spring 2 funding period. And we'll hear Phi Beta Sigma first. Rocio?
So when organizations do not show up, do you definitely postpone, or do you continue to put them on the agenda?
Funding manager,
Desmero. So normally we would... put them on the agenda, but we email them asking why. But in this case, because for this specific meeting, I gave a special accommodation and I duplicated the amount, the clubs that were here on the Tuesday meeting because of the late notice and all of that. So they can still come in on Tuesday because I put them on the agenda for Tuesday.
He gave them the option between Friday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
So did they communicate with you that they would not be coming?
They
haven't.
Today?
Okay.
But yeah.
Cool.
Still give an option.
All right. Can we get your names and positions in the organization for our records?
Ronald Hemphill, the secretary of Phi Beta Sigma.
And Jason Barnes, treasurer.
Cool. And did we get a proxy? Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay.
It's here on my phone if you want to see it.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. And then also for our records, are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And did both of you sign in on the public attendance sheet? And we'll move into your Tier 2 application. Could you just tell us about this event a little bit?
The conclave? Yeah. So it was, we're sending our president to our international conclave in Detroit during the summer. And we're just trying to get him the appointee there.
So that would be purchased during the Spring 2 funding period? Yes. Commissioner, or Funding Manager Desmar, I'm sorry.
So we funded this application already last time. Could you explain why you're here for the same application?
Or is it different? I believe there was something with our ASU1 account where we didn't have the account, but now we have the correct one.
We remitted those funds, correct? I think we did.
Double check.
Commissioner Tarr.
This is for early spring, too. We haven't really seen any early spring, too, yet. Are you sure it's the same application?
It would have just been from a different funding period, likely. Funding Manager Desmar.
Yes, so I believe it was this a unique situation where I remember agendizing this as early spring, too, a while ago, but I know for sure that this is something we're hearing again.
So... do we know how much is in there, Cap?
I do not. I was just checking things for minutes.
Or not the account. Cap.
Oh, okay. For their...
2-2.
2-2. They have the full 2,000.
Cool. Commissioner Batar, do you have anything?
The application looks... fine. Do we have to split up the plane ticket or not?
What does it look like?
It's just one price. Do we have to split up?
Robert? Mine's incorrect.
No. I'm going to say no.
Can I see this one?
Yeah. Commissioner Tarr.
So out of curiosity, you said your president is going?
Yes.
Yes.
When do you guys hold elections?
We held elections in the last fall. So he just, this is his first term. This is
okay.
His first like, term or semester.
Yeah, I was just curious. Were we waiting on Jared to look something up or no?
Their cap is good.
Yeah, the cap is full, so either something we did last time, we remitted it, or they didn't show up, or whatever stuff happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the 40% is good. Commissioner Hidalgo, I know that you're... Okay.
I can tell you the current balance if you want.
No. As
the 60% should be good.
Okay.
Or the 40%, sorry.
Cool. And then just... If you could just double check later, just for
sorry, I would
just add that stipulation.
Just
because we don't have
yeah,
the actual
I think
number
that,
on
that
us.
Would be appropriate. Commissioner Batar.
I move to approve 5 days of Tier 2 app in the amount of $635.39 with the stipulation that we make sure that they have the 40% in their club account.
Seconded by Commissioner Tarr. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those against? Abstentions?
Aye.
Motion carries. Sweet. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. We'll move into BSO. Yeah, Rocio. It's what's on the agenda. Yeah, so from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, Commissioner Hidalgo, it was an application that was submitted in an earlier funding period, but there was an issue with the 40% amount, and so it was not approved, or Commissioner Hidalgo?
What I think, I'm not 100% sure, what I remember we were agendized for the remittance, that meeting right before the funding hearing, and we didn't have the complete 40% of what the application was. So I think we remitted the funds and then we just did it again.
Okay. And then it makes sense with that being the case, this would have been one of the earliest agendas they could have been put on, early planning, cheaper tickets. So I guess that makes sense. Hi.
Hi.
Can we get your names and positions and organization for our records?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Wendell Barry, and I'm the president.
I'm Jaquila Hall, and I'm the secretary.
All right. And then you guys signed in on the public attendance sheet?
Sure.
And then also, are either of you ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
Okay. Cool. It was president, treasurer,
secretary.
Is the secretary position the treasurer position?
No.
Okay. Did you send in a proxy email?
Yes.
Who to? Check for that. Thank you.
Welcome.
When did you send it? Why?
I sent it the last time. I thought it would go through. My treasurer couldn't make it. I have an emergency.
Sorry, what was your name?
Jaquila.
You want to just send another one right now to me?
Do I email it to you?
Yeah, just email it to me.
Okay.
So I have it for Alexis and Neil.
And then do I just burn the position or just for first officer?
Just for first officer.
Perfect. So we're going to move into their Tier 1 application. Commissioners, could you just tell us a little bit about it?
So we throw a ball annually, and basically it's kind of like a dinner award show kind of thing. We have dinner. We invite students, members, faculty, and the community out, and they basically have dinner there's awards given out, there's a keynote speaker, and yeah, it's pretty much it.
Cool. Commissioner Hidalgo?
So from my understanding, you guys have received funding for this already, right? So we have to remit their fund.
We
so
do that at this meeting, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what they're
so they have to remit,
and they're remitting because they didn't get the full amount because they didn't have to complete 60% of their account, or the 40%, the 40% of their account, but now they do. So that's it's essentially what 5 Data Sigma just did.
Perfect. Funding manager De Somero, let's put remittances towards the top.
Okay. Yeah.
The agendas. That way, they're easier to see, because I would have missed that. Cool, so we'll move into agenda item 4A, action 4. Commission will hear the following remittance request for the spring loan funding period, Black Student Organization. And could you just tell us, I guess Commissioner Hidalgo already told us why we're remitting the funds, is that correct?
Yeah, we're remitting the funds because we didn't have the full 40% to reach the total goal that we wanted for the tier, so we remitted so we can get the full amount that we requested.
Cool, so that's the whole application amount that was approved before? This 987.35?
Yes, that's what it was approved for, but we resubmitted an application for 4,000.
Cool. Cool with the commission? Any questions?
Wait.
Commissioner Tarr.
I was looking over it. What just happened really quick? Like a brief.
So
I was partially listening, but partially looking at the application.
So when it was approved before, they didn't have the full 40% to fund the entire application, so they chose to just remit the amount that we funded them.
When at the funding hearing?
Funding manager Desmero.
So they were funded $987.35 at spring one funding hearing, right?
Okay.
They didn't have the 40% at the time, and that's why their number is a lot lower than the 4,000, right?
Okay.
So what ended up happening was they wanted to remit this and then resubmit the same application because now they have the 40% value.
So is this an early for spring two, or is this a spring one funding request?
Yeah, for clarification.
On the agenda, it says early for spring two.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Early for spring two because we wouldn't spend it until spring two, I believe.
After
the
17th
starts
of April.
April 17th.
Yeah, and we need it for April 16th. So our event's on the 16th of April, so it wouldn't fall in the spring two.
Yeah, that would be spring one, which is
okay.
Where I'm a little confused with the agenda compared to what we're seeing on the app.
Commissioner Wayne.
So we would have to make this like an emergency funding and figure out if it counts.
Commissioner Bitar.
We don't do emergency tier one.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm confused. What's happening?
Okay. So the spring one funding period covers the dates from the time of the funding period, which was like the 4th of February,
mm-hmm.
through the 17th of April, and you have to spend your funds in that period of time. Spring 2, which you're applying on this agenda for early spring 2 funding, is after the 17th of April until the end of the fiscal year, which is in the end of June. So
you wouldn't be able to spend the money until April 17th?
Right. But seeing as the event is
the
day before, it's likely that you would have to spend the money.
Yeah.
You know, prior to that deadline. So it doesn't fall in the funding period, likely. Funding manager Desmero.
I'm also really confused because on your spreadsheet, it says your event is February 10th. Did you move the event day or was it always in April?
No, it was, our original date was February 24th, and that should have been stated on the first application.
Okay.
And then we moved it back to April 16th. That's on the current application.
So this
application. Commissioner
Wake. Just to clarify, this is the application for the BSO ball, right?
Yes.
And you want a keynote speaker and catering?
Yes.
Okay.
So all that goes over the 4,000, but
right.
We wanted to show you exactly what we're spending the money on.
I don't know if we're going to move forward with this application or not, but the supporting docs don't match up.
Excuse
this is the supporting documents that I have.
For the tier one?
Yeah, like if I were to open this. I don't know if this is going to be relevant in a little bit, but.
That's not what I've been doing. It should have just been to the speaker.
Is that
and
what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Except for write application. third or fourth application we submitted.
Commissioner Wang.
So this is from February 21st, 2017 at 4:42 p.m.
Commissioner Bittar.
You're saying there's two documents? Two supporting documents that you submitted?
Yeah. So when we did it, we did the Excel, and then we did the Word document, and it had...
Does it look like that?
No, that was for our...
So that's for the other event?
You're talking
yeah.
about the other...
That was for...
submission.
No, our community service.
Okay.
Tier 2?
This one says it's for your annual wall. That those are what that that's where that document comes from.
Silver and blue and
carpet runner, none of that?
I don't even know what a carpet runner is. I that's from our first application.
Right, so I'm just looking through all your apps to see if maybe you missed patched it.
I think that might have been the case, but it should be on our first application for sure because you guys went over it.
Try opening the application on January 27th. Because there's two supporting documents there.
I'm looking at that right now.
Commissioner Wang.
I mean, regardless of these efforts, we don't know what to do. Because
yeah.
it can't be emergency, because we don't do emergency tier 1. And we can't do early tier 2, because...
So,
or tier
well,
one.
Technically, we wouldn't have to pay either... I guess we wouldn't have to pay Silver and Blue. We wouldn't have to pay the keynote speaker until Spring 2. Because if our event's on this, on Sunday, they're not gonna, we're not paying. We don't pay Silver and Blue until after the service, and we wouldn't pay the keynote speaker until after their service, which would fall on the 17th, which is when Spring 2 would occur.
That could work.
Commissioner Wittar.
I just have a question for you. Isn't that when you were working with Joe, the issue with like paying them after the event and things like that?
If this would have been Spring 1.
So my question is, would we fund it as Spring 2?
That was not the discussion. It's just the invoicing part.
Okay.
Yeah, because technically we wouldn't be spending any funds in Spring 1 because we wouldn't make payment until after they perform their services.
Commissioner Wang.
Then I guess my suggestion is to come back with this. With a Spring 2 application during a Spring 2 funding hearing.
When is that?
March 20th.
This is early funding?
Yeah, but they don't have the supporting documents. And
you have, because it was on our original.
I'm looking at all of your other applications.
Yeah, Rocio, sorry.
If everyone is getting paid after April 17th, what's the point of asking for early?
Wouldn't early funding, we would have to get it before?
Right.
Because we can spend on the 17th, right?
It would have to be early would be for Spring 2. So could you just wait until Spring 2?
I think what she's saying is because the funding hearing for that is on April 14th and 15th, like you could just come back in then and do this thing. That's an option.
Funding manager, Desmero.
So also to give more clarification, since, yes, the funding hearing is on the 14th and 15th, you can spend immediately on the day of April 17th as long as you request your credit card the day before.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So technically, even if on the first day right away, if that's when you have to spend, you can still spend it on that day for Spring 2.
Rocio.
Let me just be the devil's advocate, and if you do have them come for Spring 2 and the event was on the 16th and funding period starts on the 17th, would that be considered retroactive funding?
Commissioner Wang.
Does it count as retroactive funding if they don't pay anything? If they haven't paid for tier 2? Or if they haven't physically given money?
That
it's
happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's up for interpretation, kind of, but, like, inherently with the definition, I guess, of retroactive, it's, like, you have to be ready to somehow pay that money. So, I mean, like, if their club account could handle that amount, then I guess my intuition would say that it may not be retroactive because their club account was planning to pay for it, but if ASU and club support funding were able to help them, then it might not, but if the club account couldn't handle it, then it probably would just be retroactive because otherwise that just puts, you know, everybody in the hole because some that money has to come from somewhere at that point, you know. That's just my thinking. Commissioner Wang?
I mean, we can take a vote on it if, unless everyone knows how they feel. Guys,
spend the money until the 17th, even if they're approved, is that retroactive? Because at that point, you know, it's already...
Well, I mean, why...
It's not necessary.
If we're looking for a back door into helping this organization, then the clearest path that I see is this supporting documentation is not attached to the application that we're reviewing right now, so there's no real way that we can review it unless we're adding supporting documentation, which we've already
That's
said
true.
No to. So... We can't really fund it right now. But that's still several weeks out. So they didn't do anything wrong by applying for early funding. I think that's fine. I think that's just kind of the general consensus from the commission that I'm kind of getting right now and vibing off of. But they can apply again for early funding in like a couple of weeks, get on another agenda, because that's still, you know, a month and a half out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it was funded at that point, then they wouldn't have to worry about it being retroactively funded. Funding manager Desmond.
And I think in my time, I remember Dr. Beatty's interpreting this issue, and this exact situation is the reason why early funding was created, where the event is literally the day before they can spend it. And technically, I think early funding is appropriate, but again, there's the whole supporting documents issue.
Rocio.
And my advice to all of you would be not to get into the gray area of retroactive funding, so that's a little bit more hard to explain.
So yeah. Yeah, so I think, I mean, I explained, I think, what is the most clear-cut path. Commissioner Pitar.
I move to indefinitely postpone ESO's early tier one application.
Seconded by Commissioner Wang. Is there any discussion on the motion? Does that kind of make sense,
what
we've been discussing? Did one of the commissioners want to explain, or would you like me to? Me? Okay. So, your situation is, like, really specific, and so we have to kind of be wary of the policies that we have and what we're... what we, you know, see and what we have to operate by. With that being said, we can't, with the precedent that we've set this year, we can't just add supporting documentation to this right now because we just don't do that in hearings.
I have a question. So if we, so in order to apply for spring, for early spring two, would we have had to put in a new application? Or was the old application sufficient if we
it would
were trying
be,
to remit the funds?
It would be a new application.
Okay.
If the I didn't look at the spreadsheet and everything. If the spreadsheet and everything were fine, you can just resubmit those, but it's a new application form from the website, like where you upload the spreadsheet to it and all that stuff. We needed a new one of those, which is what you did, correct?
I guess it's just the wrong attachment.
Exactly. So with us not being able to add supporting documentation right now, that kind of cuts this out. So we can't really do that now. Then we talked, what the commission talked about was the opportunity of applying for just spring two funding at the funding hearing, because that would be before your event date. But the issue is we don't do retroactive funding. And so that's when you either spend funds prior to being having funds allocated to your organization, or you have the intent of spending funds without having spent them prior to being allocated funding. So it's that puts us in a, you know, a bad position policy-wise, because it looks like, I mean, you don't actually know if you're going to get the money right before you spend it, and so.
So are we not allowed to apply?
So we can't do regular Spring 2. So what the best clear-cut action for us to do, so that we can help you out here, to help you get funding, make sure that we're following our policies and everything, is just have you send in another emergency application, work with one of the commissioners, and there's a cap, yes.
Because we're requesting $4,000. And the only reason why we didn't...
I meant early.
Okay.
Apologies. Send in another early tier 2, or early Spring 2 application, and then we'll get it on the agenda, on an agenda prior to the funding period date.
So before the Spring 2 hearing.
Yes.
So it's basically
so within the next
early.
Couple of weeks.
So basically, we're going to do this again. So
okay.
Submit your Tier 1 app again for early Spring 2.
Okay.
Submit it with the correct supporting documentation and with that matches up perfectly with the spreadsheet. You do that, we should be good next time.
Okay. When's the next early Spring 2?
The next date that we can get them on the agenda.
So it's any time you tell us you're ready, basically, and we'll put you on the next meeting, available.
How
basically.
Often do you guys have meetings?
Every week.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just contact you if I have any questions.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. All right, cool.
So
you said emergency, kind of scared me.
I did say emergency. I messed up. The earliest department meeting that you would be able to attend would be the 7th.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
If you have questions, why? Just
I'm going to shoot you a text. Thank you.
I have to head out. I'll send my staff forward if I need to. There's nothing urgent.
Perfect. Thank you for coming in, Rocio. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All righty. And then. Should we get her to?
Great.
Could we get her to sign in on the public attendance sheet as well?
She's handicapped. There you go. She's at herself.
Okay.
She's my client. So I had to bring her. So I mean, I can sign for her if you want, but
I don't know how it works, Andrea. Do you?
Usually, it's just whoever attends a meeting has to sign in.
She can't. She can't. So.
Could it just be read for the record?
We'll just get one signed.
You're okay.
Thank
you.
Say
bye.
Perfect. Okay. Cool. So we need to postpone this early Tier 1 application then. Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I just didn't write it down. It has been a day and a half. Okay.
Wait, which did we postpone?
We might have just been in. We might still be in a motion.
I think you're still in
the
motion.
That was discussion of the motion.
Oh,
we didn't vote.
Cool.
So move to the...
No,
so
yeah, we're still in the motion. Yes.
I meant the previous question.
Thank you.
Meeting with vote.
Yep. Is there any discussion? Or we'll move to a vote. In favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against, abstentions, motion carries. Good on you for knowing that. Some Robert's Rules stuff. That's what I showed you.
I just caught on to
it. I have a really neat Robert's Rules cheat sheet, if anybody wants
share
it.
That with us?
I would love that.
I can make copies of it.
Like a book.
Yeah, I can make a copy of it for you guys. Cool. And we heard their remittance, so if you'd
yes.
put that back. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. So, at this point, we can do reports. Yeah?
Cool. Wait.
Commissioner Tarr.
Wouldn't it all be possible to undo the remittance? For flexibility for their club's sake, in case the early Spring 2 does fall through, they still have access to that. I think that would be the most...
We should remit it right before they...
Because we postponed
right
the application, we should postpone the remittance, is what I think. So bring it back to the table. I think that's just the most club-friendly way to go about this.
I would
most transparent manner as well.
I would basically need a reminder for when what meeting we're planning on doing that, essentially, because I haven't put it in the tracker yet because I didn't want to put in an updated one and all that.
Or
so
would
I think
it be possible to just bring it back at a later date if it fell through then?
We could. That's something where remittance is really not super defined in our manual, as far as the process goes, at least. I mean, you guys see it. We have organizations come in, and they literally sit down and say, we want to remit this much money, and we're like, okay, cool, thanks, bye. You know? So there's really nothing cut and dry that says we can't, or anything like that, so I mean that's something we could do. If everybody's cool with that, thoughts? Yeah. Funny manager days around.
But please make sure you send an email to the club, say if we do proceed with this, them know.
Well, no, I.
Commissioner Tarr.
What my second suggestion was say they come in with the early spring 2 again, and because of something in the policy manual, with you know the event being on the 16th. Being spring 1, that we don't approve it then, we remit these funds that were approved for the spring 1 period, so they still have some financial support.
Yeah, later.
Yeah, we can do that later, because it's defined as an action item, so it has to be on the agenda.
Yeah, exactly.
But
okay.
It's our, okay.
Okay.
That
because we don't take a vote on it, I mean, we can re-agendize it if we choose to.
I think technically supposed to.
Okay, would you like to take a vote on it then? Want to make it more formal? You don't. Okay. So then, let's just shoot them an email and tell them that we're going to also put their remittance on the agenda prior to their early spring 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Thing. If there's no vote. Okay.
I'm just trying to be flexible.
I like it.
In a transparent manner.
All right, so we'll move into agenda item 5, report of the director. So I just wanted to kind of go over a couple things. I'm sending memos out this week. I'll read them really quick. Let's see. The first one is going to be about funding period invoicing. So from me to the associated students, dated, and it's titled Funding Period Invoicing. All, as you know, is my department's conscientious effort this semester to be a service to any and all clubs and organizations that are represented under the name of ASUN. As such, I try to work with each organization through tough situations to increase retention by providing funding. While it's my department's mission to help each and every one of you, I must stand fast to the policies that we have in place. What I would like to clarify with you is that you need to spend your club funds before the end of each funding period. This means that the credit card or other payment transaction through Central Station must be completed by the end of the funding hearing. Thus, it's my best recommendation to every organization at the university to work with the vendor to apply for, or with the vendor to make sure invoicing is completed in a timely manner so as to avoid the necessity of applying for emergency funding by paying before the end of the funding hearing. Funding period. Good, catching my mistakes. If you have any questions about this memorandum or if you have difficulties with the vendor or the invoicing process, please feel free to contact Rocio Ayrdo-Trillo in the Center for Student Engagement or myself via email, Richard Long, Director of Clubs and Organizations. Second one is gas reimbursement, again titled From Richard Long, Director of Clubs and Orgs to the Associated Students, February 23rd, 2017. As you know, the department has progressed a lot over the past academic year. As such, I wanted to inform you of a change with regards to club support funding mileage reimbursement rates. Moving forward, your organizations will no longer reimburse the members on the amount of gallons that were spent for the trip. This is the process that the department used to follow. Now, individuals will be reimbursed only on a per mileage rate of 26.75 cents per mile. This rate is set by the state of Nevada. See link here, so they can click on it and actually see the PDF, which is nice. In order to determine the reimbursement total, you must calculate the state mileage reimbursement rate multiplied by the total number of miles. For example, if a trip has a total of 100 miles, you would use the following formula to calculate the total expense. Insert formula here. Please note that this potentially could affect the travel budget. Moving forward, when submitting documentation to Central Station, you will have to include a map of the route traveled on the trip with a description of the total miles. This will serve as the receipt, as normal receipts are no longer applicable to travel requests. Richard Long, Director of Clubs and Organizations. So I'll be sending those this evening, as soon as we're done with meeting, to the club listserv So everybody should be aware of that and start reflecting that in the applications that you guys get. Other than that, just kind of something that, you know, popped into my head while we were kind of like talking with BSO tonight. Customer service is a good thing, and that's what we're aiming for. But we really, really have to be cautious of how we're kind of like bending our rules and like working within the gray area to benefit organizations, i.e. looking for supporting documentation and trying to attach it, or working with retroactive funding, things like that. It's really good for organizations, but looks kind of flaky and sketch on our parts, and that's definitely not what we want the department to come off as. We want to come off as a service and something that's good, but we don't want to be shady. So working within the gray area, obviously a good thing, but we have to be cautious of where the gray turns to black. And that's really deeply rooted within policy, definitions, things like that. So just be cautious of it. I'm glad that we were able to think of a way that that'll work out for both the department and the organization. Keep that in your heads. I was able to meet with Cassandra and Luke. I'm looking forward to finishing setting up times with Funding Manager De Samaro, Commissioner Wang, and then setting up times with Commissioner Tarr and Commissioner Hidalgo. So please contact me about that. They're more just for me to kind of get updates, figure out where everyone's at with their schedules, academia, all of that good stuff, and then just talk about projects and the rest of the year that we have coming up. So let me know when you guys need to meet. We'll move into agenda item 6, report to club support funding manager. All
right, guys, so on Tuesday, so what I, or as you heard, the Tuesday agenda is essentially identical to this. From what I've seen, it seems like only DSP is going to be coming in.
Hopefully. That's what's on here.
Yeah. So, essentially, that's probably going to be the only application we hear, which will leave more time. There's going to be a really in-depth funding review of the entire year with a coalition analysis as well that you guys will be providing input on and all of that stuff. So, if there's anything that you want to come in prepared with by Tuesday, that would be great, because you're going to get all of the funding information up to this point, plus recommendations for the coming year and for Spring 2, whether funding will be an issue for Spring 2 or whether we will reach the ideal point of emptying our account. I also wanted to, I know you guys already had a meeting with Director Long, but I would like to schedule a meeting with everybody at least once before April, so that I can get your feedback on what we should do for the commission next year in terms of transition processes, any suggestions, any personal notes or input that you would want to leave, so that we can all compile that together. I don't know what your plans were, Director Long, with regards to legacy binders, but I think me personally meeting with all of you will be helpful in the transition for next year.
Cool. Yeah, we haven't really thought about that yet on my end, but that's definitely a conversation that I'll be having with both myself and Rocio.
Yep.
Figure that out. Funding Manager Day Samara.
So please send me a day and time when you guys would be free to meet anytime before the beginning of April, so we can talk about that. You could send it to me ideally by the 28th, next meeting. That would be great. And that's all I have.
Perfect. I want to move back into agenda item 5 real quick. One thing I forgot, I got an email from Felipe Gutierrez, our intern Felipe. Director Long, I wanted to let you know that I have to step down as an intern. I have an opportunity that has come my way that I cannot pass on. I've accepted a full-time position over at Truckee Meadows Community College as a veteran pre-admission specialist. I know that I only served as an intern for a few short months, but I learned a lot. For that, I want to thank you. I hope to see you around campus, and I wish luck the rest of the semester. Thank you, Felipe de Gutierrez. So that's why he was removed from our message, and that's, you know, awesome for him. And I know that I enjoyed having him here, so if you see him around campus, say what's up. all those good things. I know that we'll miss him with the department, so that was the only other thing that I had. So move into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. Commissioner Bertard.
So this morning, I was really bummed I didn't get to see Director Long at our Club Sports Council meeting. I've been working hand in hand with them just to keep you guys in the loop. I know you guys don't really deal much with, you guys don't interact a lot with club sports as much as you might with a lot of other clubs. Director Long and I, during our one-on-one, we discussed how it's kind of separate in a way. They have a lot of their own internal issues that a lot of other clubs don't face, those obstacles and things like that. So if you guys ever have any questions, please feel free to ask me. We would love to have you guys present at our meetings, our e-board meetings and whatnot. I'm going to try to bridge the gap. That's probably one of my goals for the rest of the semester, see some way I can bridge the gap between the Sports Coalition and the rest of the commission. Our current project that I'm working with them on is getting the Club Sports Council website up, because a lot of clubs are not renewed because the Club Sports has a second renewal process they have to go through for liability and whatnot. So we're working on making that process streamlined so we can pump those numbers up. Besides that, nothing. Do you guys have any questions for me?
So I'll get both of you in just a second. I know you were mentioning that the link for the Club Sports Council website is
on the website. Yeah, it's on the website, but we're in the midst of reconstructing the whole entire website.
So. I don't know how it's on the website. Is it just like a...
It's on the ASUN website, and then it's a like a little picture of, like, I think a soccer player, and it says Club Sports underneath it.
Okay. Is that on the main page, or...?
Yeah, it's on the ASUN page or the UNR page.
I'm talking about the Center for Student Engagement.
Oh, that's what it is. I'm sorry. Center for Student Engagement.
We should get it on, with this project, when you're doing that with the council, work with tech to see if there's a good way that you can...
Yeah.
Get it on the clubs and orgs portion of the ASUN website. And then maybe just, you know, you don't have to do another section where it's like how we have our pictures or Senate has their pictures, but maybe just like meet the Club Sports Council here.
Okay.
And just like hit a button and it takes you to that website or something.
Well, that's one of the modules that they're working on, is having like a meet.
Cool.
And things like that.
Sweet.
Because the council's not really set. It's just you have to send one member of your club every meeting. The only thing that is set is the e-board, so maybe we'll do something with them on the website.
Nice. Commissioner Roy?
So I was talking to one of my friends who's in the sports club, and she was expressing, I guess, the stress to me about how the sports council has been talking about trying to streamline this process, but they feel like it's just making it harder and harder for them to sign up their members and to get all the concussion and everything done. And she wasn't sure what you, I guess not you, but like everyone meant by streamlining, because she keeps hearing that, but it doesn't feel like anything was getting streamlined.
Commissioner Bitar.
So there's only so much we can work with, because a lot of it is liability, so it's not required by us. I mean, we're just the commission. It's the university, it's Dr. Marzinski, it's the director of ASUN, because there's a lot of liability with club sports. So when we say streamline, it's ease of access, because a lot of clubs will have problems with, oh, I don't know, what is travel paper, or how do I fill this out, what do I need for my roster, things like that. This morning, Rocio commented to the rest of the sports council that we only can move so much. A lot of it, like I said, is set in stone, but... If, for example, a lot of clubs are not renewed because they say we have set rosters. Or we don't have set rosters. So Rocio came up with a solution. So we're just trying to work with that. That's part of my project this semester, too, is changing the renewal process. But like I said, I don't know how much I can do with that.
Commissioner Wang.
Is it possible for them, if they renew as club sports, that they're automatically renewed as ASUN clubs? Or is that not?
I don't know. I can ask Rocio. I'm not 100% sure how that works. I know that Rocio said they have to renew separately through academics.
The renewal process is in the SAS statute for the associated students, so you have to pass that through Senate.
Yeah.
And that would be, if that's something that, I like that idea, mm-hmm. Commissioner Wang. Thanks for bringing that up. Talk about that, please, in your next one-on-one with Rocio.
Okay.
And if that is something that's feasible, that may be a very, very good way to do the, you know,
renewal,
actually get this
renewal.
Streamlined, the
right.
So-called streamline that people are asking about, you know, going. And we can help you get on the right page with some senators to make the SAS change.
I'll bring that up next one-on-one. We'll see if maybe shift my project direction to that instead.
Well, I don't know. Maybe just have that conversation. Anything else?
No.
Cool. Did you still have
something?
Yeah,
so
funding manager days from now.
What times and days are close to 14 meetings again?
They're the last Friday of every month. So our next one's the 31st at 11 in this room. And the one after that is the last Friday of April, and that's our last meeting of the semester.
Oh, April. Okay, perfect. And would you be able to also discuss that in our meeting, too, regarding Close Sports Council? Because Close Sports Council is something that's very, we're just developing it
right.
as well. So, like, our involvement with them. So I think your input on that would be valuable, too.
Yeah, I think that's what Director Long and I were, the conversation we were having is how do we bridge that gap between us? Because, and I'm open to all ideas.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Commissioner Wang?
Also, what constitutes a club as a sports club?
So there's two different distinctions. There's recreational clubs
mm-hmm.
and then competitive clubs, but it's any club that competes. So I know that sounds doesn't make sense because there's competitive and there's recreational, but any club that is competing with other schools or other entities, I guess, because some people don't just compete with schools.
So would it be okay if, like, outdoor adventure clubs stopping a sports club?
So we've had a few clubs actually transition out of club sports because they don't want to have, like, chess club, I believe they transitioned out of club sports, and then I believe there's one more minors club, maybe. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Okay.
So there is possibility. Rocio and I talk about that with clubs, so they're always more than welcome to email us and say, hey, is there a possibility? And then we look at their constitution.
Okay.
Anything else? All right. Commissioner Hidalgo, you're up.
What's up, friends? Like a few minutes ago, I emailed you guys a survey that I'm going to be putting out. Keep in mind that those questions are based off of the five characteristics we thought of as a commission that defined customer service. Those were understanding, flexibility, goal-oriented, constant communication, knowledge of the job. I guess I'll send you guys an email with those five characteristics again, just so you guys can keep that in mind while we're reading over the survey questions, but I think I nailed it pretty well. Let's see.
Confidence is key.
I want to send that out. I know I've been saying this for a while, but I'm going to send this one out pretty soon. I just want to make sure all the questions were fine. I had them at 15 questions before, but I thought that individuals lose interest in a survey after like 10. So I was like, okay, let's just leave it at 10. So I think I nailed it pretty well with trying to line it up with what we thought customer service was. I was also talking with Commissioner Bittar. One other thing that I wanted to do as a commission, hoping that we have it in our budget, is I've talked about this with the RCF to kind of increase our customer service, kind of like a Department of Clubs and Org Appreciation Day. So we have these free BBQs all the time on campus. So I was hoping that the commission could hold a free burger day or some free hot dogs. We go out in front of the KC and just play some music, pass out some burgers, and people be like, oh, why are you doing this? Because we appreciate you. Here's a free burger. I think people would love that. Honestly, it's super small. People love free food. I think that's a little lasting impression. Someone might say, like, as long as they hear, like, oh, this was from the Department of Clubs and Orgs, people would remember, like, oh, yeah, I remember they got a free burger from them. They wouldn't have such a negative connotation on ASUN/the department. So I think that'd be a great thing if we could do that. I just need to get in touch with all you guys to see what a good date is for us to do that.
Normally I always wonder about Senate, because especially in the past few years there's been less legislation written and a lot more events planned by Senate. And so, you know, that's why we have the programming board. But with clubs and orgs, we always just sit behind the computers and fund applications, and there's always a little bit more room for programming with us, especially when we're not reviewing apps and we're not doing funding hearings. So I really like the idea, especially if we're trying to increase our image on campus and get more people involved in clubs and orgs. That's a great plug for, like, hey, here's a burger. Have you thought about joining anything? What are you interested in, you know, while people are waiting in line? Good idea.
Yeah, so that was one thing. I want to do another super small thing that I was going to try and do by the end of the semester. I was probably going to do it towards the end of the semester, was just send thank you cards to all of the clubs that renewed and participated in club support funding this year. A super small, fine detail thing, but it's always nice to say thank you for participating in our university and for club retention. I don't think we've ever done that, never heard of a commission doing that, so I think that'd be another nice thing to do. I debated between a barbecue or another forum or another student or another commission panel, and I think people would want a free burger than to us answer questions sitting down and it being all formal and stuff again. It just kind of increases that stigma of, oh, we might be better than you guys just because we're in AUCUET. No, that doesn't mean anything just because we're in AUCUET. So if you guys have any other cool ideas to try and increase customer service, I'm not trying to go for big flashy things, but trying to go for little things that stick in people's heads that they'll remember, like, oh yeah, they did this for us. That's what I'm more so going for, so that we can improve customer service.
With the survey, did you need a response from us? Or
if you guys had stipulations or questions of why I chose worded it this way. Each thing is worded a specific way so that it geared towards one of the characteristics of customer service. You guys don't have to say looks good or anything. If I don't get anything back from you guys, I'm just going to assume that you guys were content with it and you guys were fine with me sending it out.
Cool. Funding manager, Dave Smith.
So I think that's a really great idea. I think even though I would like this to be secondary to what you said, I think this is also a great opportunity to recruit for commissioners or to inform about opportunities in the middle. And that would also set a good date, too.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that just needs to happen with the small communication that we have with individuals. I don't want it to be a pressing issue. People will think that, oh, they're only home with this so that we can be a commissioner. No, I don't want that. I really want this just as a, here's a free burger because we appreciate you guys. That's what I'm more so going for.
Appreciation.
Commissioner Wayne.
So I looked at your survey and I really like it. I think it's really cool. And I think all the questions are really well written. Also, I think that we should have, I don't know, I guess maybe by next meeting, I don't know, that's too soon, if we can try have a week or two weeks thought of when we could have this appreciation day, because I don't want to be one of those things where we talk about it and then it's never happens. So if we actually set, I guess, hard weeks, 2 weeks, I don't know, it might be a bit.
Let's say by.
I'm more so trying, I know that I don't want to push it off myself, but since it's so cold, it's still on campus, I want to wait until it gets warmer.
Just because no one wants to be
waiting for a free burger when it's 30 degrees outside.
I want to make sure that we have it in our budget. I know funding manager Desmero is looking at our budget and doing a bunch of analysis and stuff, or is planning to at least. So maybe let's look into the potential of this kind of event, quarter zip kind of thing, maybe, or whatever. So, Commissioner Adalgo.
To kind of just finalize my report, I think that, I don't know what our budget's looking like, but I think that we for sure need a commission retreat, or at least a commission hangout, relatively soon. I know myself, I'm starting to feel a little burnt out. I'm graduating in the spring. I kind of have more things to worry about. I'm not going to lie, I'm being pretty blunt. I've checked out, not a lot, just a little bit. But I think I appreciate a little hanging, like a little hangout with you guys or something, just to kind of boost morale again. I haven't hung out with the entire commission in a long time. The last time I've seen the entire commission was at funding hearings. That's when we're all serious and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, and that doesn't have to be on ASUN budget. We can just do that on our own time as well. So if you want to help me plan something, we can set something relax up. Cool. Is that it?
Yes.
Commissioner Tarr.
So I'm kind of saving my report, I guess, for Tuesday, because this weekend I'm going to send you guys the policy manual with, you know, some of the feedback I've gotten from Senate and from the town hall with the other clubs. And then I'd look to have you guys, or to bring it to a vote either this Tuesday or the following Tuesday. That's preferred, so I'm just going to email you guys the Word document, and you should read over it, like, all of it. I know it's 20 pages, but, you know, you're voting on it. Might as well read what you're voting on. And that also kind of, I don't know, today kind of felt weird when we were hearing these clubs, because there are just these silences, these long silences, and I felt like they kind of came up when everyone was thinking, oh, you know, this kind of seems, you know, kind of sketch, or like, you know, this really shouldn't, something just didn't feel right about the application, and no one really spoke up on it, which is why I'm kind of glad that, you know, that, like, human-powered vehicle and VSOs got postponed because of the supporting documents issues, because, you know, we have told no to those clubs in the past, and just because it's not at a funding hearing really doesn't mean it's any different. And, you know, we are trying to be club-friendly and customer service-heavy, but we also do have rules that we have to follow. And, I don't know, reading the policy manual kind of lets you know what those rules are. And we, you know, there's parts of the policy manual that have not at all been followed this year. And then there's parts that have that we're now trying to change, which is really what concerned me, was the stuff we already did set a precedent on that we tried to change, and that I didn't like. But I'll like go further into detail on Tuesday about that when the new policy comes up. So, yeah.
Cool.
That is my report.
Commissioner Wang.
So I met with Justin and Ryan of the ELC, and I've been meeting with all of my science and engineering folks the past couple months. And so I guess this is now my report on what has been said in the past couple of months. One thing that a lot of the science and engineering folks expressed was that they really wanted a bulletin board where they can submit their club meetings actively to, and I don't know if that's something, I wish Rocio was here, but I don't know if that's something that you guys might know about, if we can like create a site or like a link.
Doesn't SUAB have an events calendar?
Well, like one that where we do have one, but one where they can like, I guess, put on their, make it reoccurring kind of thing, because their effort is very low.
Funding manager Dismar.
Do you essentially mean like a club posting board where they
like a bulletin board for just clubs, not for every single event that ASUN and the Joins have done, where it's easily accessible, because even the ASUN calendar is not that easy to find, let alone to use.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, because a lot of times when they are doing renewals and everything, they are supposed to put down their meeting times, but it always changes, or it's really just a time that they chose. And so when they're trying to recruit, and like when I look at it, they're all like, oh no, this isn't the right time. And just putting that effort to email someone and to wait for that to get changed and blah, blah, blah. They just want like a bulletin board for just clubs. And this way it's more friendly to everybody who wants to just find clubs and not look at, basically filter through all the other events that they have. Another thing is, it's also, I guess, a more of a steel thing, but they've expressed They really like how this year has been going for them. They really appreciate us working with them, and basically, like, Wolfpack Racing getting all of their nuts and bolts. They really, really appreciated that. I guess in terms of SEAB, they feel like when they have to apply for rooms, they have to, I don't know if this is on them, but they said that they have to like request SEAB every single time they want a meeting room, or they can do a reoccurring, or they if they set, because they don't know when their meetings are. So I don't know if SEAB, like, I don't know how that works with meetings versus, like, if they have recurring meetings once a month, do they have to keep?
I wasn't sure about SEAB for that. My best guess would be that if it's a meeting, it would just be, you would have to go to SEAB once, and that would be it. But Commissioner Tarr.
I think for meetings and rooms, you don't even have to go to the SEAB meeting.
Yeah,
you just have to fill out the form. And so what I've told, because I've had a few of my clubs come to me with that issue, they're like, hey, you know, we have a meeting, you know, eight meetings this semester. That's, we don't want to fill out eight forms. I'm like, you know, hey, just sit down with your executive board, four or five people, and then assign everyone a date to fill out a form for. It takes 30 seconds. It's not really that difficult. That's just what my advice has been, but because they don't, I don't think they have to go to the meetings for like a club meeting. It's like the big events they have to go to SEAB meetings for. Like SEAB, I think, reaches out and says, "Hey, you have to show up."
Well, I mean, more than four clubs have said that they had to show up, so for meeting time. So I don't know if that's a, I don't know if they're lying or like they are misinterpreting what they're, what is going on or anything like that, but I'll re-talk to them about it.
Yeah, talk to Rocio about that.
And I'll talk to Rocio. Another thing was, some engineering clubs were wondering if, instead of using a third-party website source, if there's any way to, this is also a tech problem, but like make a club website but not have to pay for a club website, or if they have to pay for a club domain name, if they can use Tier 4 funding to pay for a one-year club domain name.
Commissioner Tarr.
In past years, club websites have been funded for in the commission. We haven't seen it this year, but I know it's been approved in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't answer my first question, which was?
Tier 4 works.
No, if
ASUN
no,
does not have a portal for them to create websites.
Well, not just ASUN, but like the university in general?
No.
Can, okay.
They do not.
Okay. Also, another thing, is anyone going to tomorrow's event for Alpha?
Oh, yeah.
The chartering?
That's in the evening, correct?
Yeah.
What?
That was in the evening. Were you here for my bit? Cool. So last week, I talked about how it's basically a direct conflict of interest for us to accept the tickets that NAR purchased for us. So I'm still going to be trying to attend, but I'll be paying my way. And so I think that that's the only way that it is appropriate for us. It was very generous of him. However, it's not something that we can really just take, and that looks shadier than anything we've done, for sure. So, yeah, Commissioner Mike.
So who's going?
Like
just you?
90%.
Just you? No one else
going?
I can't anymore.
Really?
I was going to go, but I got to sign a shift that work, so I'll be at work.
At Commissioner Char?
Oh, you want me? Okay, no.
Well, because
put on the spot here.
He's, I mean, I've seen him twice, and I was like, oh, I'll see you. And he was like, yeah, I'm excited for all the commission to come. And I was like, oh, yeah, we'll all be there. Twice, because I saw him twice.
Yeah, so NAR is an individual that I speak with every time I see him. So I'll just reach out to him and just mention that
okay.
I'm probably planning to come. I don't know if anyone else is.
What time is it again?
8 p.m.
Yeah.
What he said.
Yep.
Well, I.
My name is Jason.
Is it formal?
Think so.
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have gotten it if it wasn't. Well, if it was. Or, well, yeah.
What?
Sorry.
Well,
I have. Okay.
If you do go, I'd recommend at least business casual.
Yeah.
Some chunks.
Commissioner Wayne.
Also, another thing is that. ELC and a lot of their engineering clubs are going to meet with the dean of students on May 2nd to try and get a better exemption process created, And so they would really...
Exemption for what?
An exemption
travel
process.
Things.
So instead of
travel
having
things.
To... So
travel, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so instead of having to write a 10-page document each time that they wanted to travel, if there was a online application exemption. And so they're meeting with him on May 2nd, and they express a real need for sports clubs and for the commission to also be at the meeting. I've kind of forced myself into this meeting with them. So it's, I believe it's May 2nd, but I will confirm better. Yeah, that's the only time that the dean can meet with any with them. He said that was the earliest possible date.
Please get details on that.
I will. Yeah, I will definitely, but I just mean just put that in a calendar so they're really like it if all of the commission can be there for support, and also because this is, I'm really, really trying to bridge the gap, and I've been doing a really good job, so I want to make sure that I've been doing a good job, so I want to make sure that we continue this.
Confidence is key. Funding manager Dismarrow.
So know that this is going to be in a big transitionary period between the commission and this commission, the next commission, because our last meeting will probably be around mid-April or towards the last week of April. So know that this will be a important thing for you guys to finish off your term in ASUN if we can get something like this happening. So make sure that you, if this is something that's going to be required or essential, that you guys who can't show up, do show up to this thing, even though your term is already expired.
Cool. Anything else, Commissioner Roy?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Commissioner Carrasco and Commissioner Ronquillo are not here. Minutes? No minutes. Okay. Put all of these on the next agenda, please. All right. Any remarks? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Did you settle a room for next Tuesday?
Did we settle a room for next Tuesday?
Yeah, the group already has the
oh, I thought you were talking about today.
Yeah.
That's
no,
why I moved that's why I moved us here today.
No, I said Tuesday the 28th.
LOL. Okay.
That's exactly what
so, I'll totally make sure we get another room for that.
Okay.
I've been scatterbrained this week.
No, I didn't have emails.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you send me those memos and email?
Email. Oh, from, yeah, I'll forward you the email right now. I'll send you the memos.
Yeah.
Are you, is your email the Senate Secretary? Okay. Perfect. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 12. And we're going to do this formally because this is the way to adjourn the meeting and we haven't been doing it. I'm seeking a motion to during the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations at 7:09 p.m. Commissioner Vitar.
Second.
I mean, we'll sit here all night.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hidalgo. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to... Yes, Commissioner Vitar.
I think you should sit and think about this for the next minute if we really want to adjourn the meeting. Is it in our best interest?
No.
I think if we have, like, meetings... Okay, no.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor, please designate for saying aye.
Aye.
All those against? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Really
meeting adjourned.
Do you really?